Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 8th of October. So yeah, the moon goes into Pisces today and Pluto turns direct, so I'm going to talk about that now. On the 8th of October, the moon void of course starts at 3:41 a.m. and then the moon enters Pisces at 6:54 a.m. and Pluto also goes direct. It's been retrograde at 10:56 p.m. tonight. So yeah, there's a lot to talk about. So let's start with the moon in Pisces, right? So yeah, the moon enters the constellation of Pisces today, so people can become more introverted when the moon is in Pisces for the next few days. You may be more preoccupied with your emotional and psychological life rather than what's going on in the external world, and this can cause problems in relationships or in your workplace because people can become more highly sensitive to what is or what they view as an attack on them. You can miss important details or forget to do the things you promised. This can cause tension, you know, promised your boss that you take care of that paperwork or your lover or your friends, you'll go out with them and you miss that, and this can just cause arguments. The Pisces moon is known to make people more neurotic than usual and more susceptible to psychic and subliminal influences. Unhealed emotions in the subconscious mind can drive unstable thoughts and behaviours. If you are affected, you may want to seek out support. If you're into psychic development, if you can stay grounded, this is a perfect energy to start or continue your mystical or higher consciousness development. The best use of this energy is to appreciate nature and natural beauty more, working on creative projects, listening to music or watching films or other media that stimulates your artistic side, getting in touch with your emotions and just looking at the things you hide from yourself, which going back on yesterday, what I was saying, the emotions, the psychological wounds and traumas you find it hard or put off dealing with, any addictions that you know that you have and self-destructive habits that you keep hidden from yourself and others, thinking about ways of maybe you can seek therapies or actively engage in self-help to help you overcome them. Do your best to avoid excessive daydreaming and stay realistic and in all that you do, especially regarding your career and finances, because you can float off and sign something that you shouldn't sign and stuff. So just try and be aware as you can. Looking at the ways that you isolate yourself from yourself and the world is also a good use of this energy as well. Taking some time to self-soothe, relax and meditate, and making strategic plans for your future, especially the management of your psychological emotional health issues. For you gardeners out there, when the moon is in the constellation of Pisces, it's a perfect time to plant and transplant fruit and vegetables, especially leafy crops, because roots can recover more quickly. And planting crops during the Pisces moon promotes immense root growth, as it does in most water signs, Cancer and Scorpio. Pluto also goes direct, so you're more likely to want to run away from your problems. Pluto is in retrograde, but now it's going direct. We may stop numbing ourselves to the suffering. So this ties in with Pluto is also the esoteric ruler of the 12th house where Pisces lives. So this is amplifying that, you know, if you decide this is a good energy to stop blocking out anything or anyone that reminds us of our pain. Yeah, you know, some people distance ourselves, but you may be more inclined to do the work, actual work, to look after your emotional health and your psychological health, seeing that without these, nothing else in life actually flows, and it's just an upward sort of like struggle. So you may seek out therapy or any other help, as I said, to look after that. So yeah, when Pluto's direct, we're more likely, or at least given the planetary support, to challenge R&R other people's sadder thoughts and behaviours, asking yourself difficult questions like, what needs to be changed within me, my relationships, thoughts and behaviour patterns. Asking yourself difficult questions like, what needs to be changed within me? So, you know, what relationship, thought and behaviour patterns do I need to change so that I can live a more authentically balanced and fulfilling life? This is an excellent way of bringing truth into the light so it can be dealt with. After all, the things we try to run from keep on repeating themselves in our lives, extending and deepening our misery. Pluto, the planet that rules our personal darkness and destruction, mass taboos, the behaviours and people society doesn't accept, plus the parts of ourselves which we reject, such as our authentic sexual desires. Now is the time to stop avoiding the changes you need to make and merely stop talking about the things you want to do and will do and do it. Pluto direct is telling us to take the action needed to transform our life, because taking action is the only way that our life will change. Talking about it, thinking about it, good steps, but actually won't bring the changes, and know that changes don't come overnight. You'll fail a million and million and millions of times. The trick is to keep on going, keep on building, even when you feel like giving up, although it can be hard to do. You do this by committing to and making small daily steps to bring new behaviours and thoughts into your life, becoming more honest with yourself and others about your destructive tendencies, destroying the old to give birth to the new, accepting the things you cannot change, which is typically anything or anyone outside yourself, because you can only control yourself, and taking personal responsibility for your life choices. Also on the 8th of October, Mars also makes a square to Neptune. Energy levels can go up and down, making you feel more fatigued, drained, hyper, mischievous or aggressive. Mars's influence can make people more pussy, egotistical and at worst tyrannical, as they try to force others to do what they want. Others will want to take shortcuts, deceiving or manipulating to get what they want. Some of you may try and escape your emotions by getting distracted by porn, hookups, food, alcohol, drugs. Lacking assertiveness can make others take advantage of you. Being overcome by doubt, being weak-minded can drain your energies. And I know, as I said, it's not easier said than done to get out of doubt, but you must try to just keep on trying to break those negative thought patterns. Mercury also makes a sextile quadrant to the moon's north node. Although this is subtle energy, supports that manipulation and intentional deception can be more prominent today. Still, this energy gives the chance to strengthen existing relationships or to make new mentally, emotional or spiritually stimulating relationships. So yeah, that was the daily scopes for the 8th of October. Thanks for listening this week. Just wanted to add that about a week ago, some episodes weren't uploaded on time on across Spotify and stuff. So I apologise for my podcast listeners that use Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to listen to me. I'm going to make sure and have been checking each week to... well, day, but I will be checking over the weeks to make sure the audios are updated daily now. So I just want to apologise for that and just thank you for the support for everyone that listens. Once again, it means a lot to me. Yeah, take care and see you next week.